We have tested our product at a lab down south here at Intertech. And when you want to achieve a fire rating, you send a sample down there and they put it in a large furnace. And they put three thermocouples inside. They put one down low, one in the middle, and then one up top. And what they're looking for there is a temperature of 350 degrees. So they put the thermocouples in there, they close the door, they button up the furnace, and they heat this thing up to 1400 degrees, which is the testing parameters, 1400. So what you're looking for is you want to go as long as you can until the internal temperature reaches 350 degrees. That inside temperature starts heating up, and at any given time, one of those thermocouples reaches 350, the test is over, and that minute mark defines your fire rating.
On today's episode, we're joined by Greg Walters, a key voice at Winchester Safes. With a passion for security, reliability, and the great American tradition of responsible firearms ownership, Greg brings us inside the world of Winchester Safes, where strength, technology, and peace of mind come together. Whether you're a longtime safe owner, a firearms enthusiast, or simply someone looking to protect what matters most, this episode has a little bit for everybody. So sit back, lock in, and welcome to the Winchester Life Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brown. Welcome to the Winchester Life Podcast. Through insider access to industry pioneers, firsthand looks at cutting-edge tech advancements, and the stories behind the scenes that have shaped the world of shooting sports and hunting as we know it, we'll dive into the sacred places like deer camps and duck blinds, talk about innovation and shooting tips with the world's best, while revisiting age-old traditions of hunting and shooting still alive in our country. I'm your host, Jason Brown, and welcome to the show. The Winchester Life Podcast is brought to you by Winchester Ammunition, Winchester Repeating Arms, Winchester Safes, White Flyer Targets, Folds of Honor, Birchwood Casey, Walkers, Winchester Pet, and Winchester Optics. All right, we've got Greg Walters from Winchester Safes with us today. Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
So you've been out and about. I mean, we've tried to schedule this a few times, but you're a busy man. What do you guys have going on at Winchester Safes this time of year?
Well, we got a lot going on. We just came out of SHOT Show and some of the buy group shows, and so we've introduced a lot of new things this year. And at SHOT, we brought the Evolution out, which is a brand new product for us. It's got a lot of new features, so that's kind of got a lot of things going on here. The Grand American, we brought that back out also. That's a double door unit as well. It's hitting a lot of markets, and a lot of customers are getting excited over it. So we're super busy right now fulfilling orders and all that kind of stuff right now. So it's been good.
Yeah. So taking this back to the beginning for you, I guess, how'd you get into the safe industry?
Wow, that story probably goes back to mid-80s, actually. That'll tell you how old I am, but... My dad Kyle had just transitioned out of International Playtex and started working at American Security Products, which is a company in California, and so he was with that company for a number of years. And he came to me. I had just graduated eighth grade, and he came up, and I was preparing for a summer in California, and he came up and said, "What are you going to do this summer?" I said, "Well, I'm hitting the beach. I had bought a new boogie board. I was gonna do all the crazy stuff." He said, "Why don't you come to work with me?" I said, "Okay." Yeah. So off I went. And so that was 85, 86.
Yeah, started you early.
Started me pretty early.
Yeah.
And so I worked at AMSEC for a couple of years. And that really kind of got me in it. And then he worked for AMSEC for about 12 years. And then left there And then we started up Granite Security in California in a room above our garage, actually. And wow. We started it up in 1989.
Jeez. So 1989, and you guys, so tell me a little bit about what that company did.
So what AMSEC did or what?
What Granite Securities did.
So what we did then is starting a business in California has got its challenges. And what we were doing then is Kyle had developed a lot of relationships with local safe manufacturers. And we were basically having some of those guys make product for us, and we were putting our name on it. And at the time, it was just Granite Security Products. That's the name of the company.
Yeah.
And we didn't have Winchester at the time, and so we were having local guys make product for us and slapping our name on it, and we were kind of going around doing our thing. And we did that for about a year, and it became pretty obvious that we needed to do something different. We needed to make our own product, control our own process, price, quality. So he decided to move it to Texas, which allowed us to go into manufacturing and put us more centrally located for shipping purposes. So in June of 1991, packed up everything, sold the house, and moved to Texas. Took $30,000 out of the sale of the house in California, and came to Texas, found a house, and kind of started over, really, in 91.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's the entrepreneurial life, and you know, I've known hundreds of entrepreneurs in our industry, in the outdoor industry, and it's always an interesting story. And I think that's part of the lure of this industry is, obviously, I know you're a hunter. I know you love the outdoors. So that's part of it, right, is you're able to create a livelihood for yourself in an industry that you're passionate about. You go to Texas in 91. How long have you guys been Winchester Safes, and explain how that whole process happened?
So we come to Texas in 91 and we start up manufacturing, and we were doing the See's Candies account at that time, and that was just a small security safe that holds money. And we did that for a while, and then we started, Kyle had kind of started the gun safe program in AMSEC. So we decided that's kind of going to be our product line. So we started building gun safes, and with his connections at UL Laboratories and all the testing that he had done at UL while at AMSEC on high security stuff, Kyle developed a new listing for safes with UL, and it's being used by us and all of our all the gun safe guys, and it's the UL RSC, Residential Security Container listing, and it was kind of a benchmark at that time. We everybody has it now, and it's something that the consumer can recognize with, but that kind of set us apart. And so that kind of gave us something different to kind of go out there and start getting some customers and market share and whatnot. And then we were able to pick up, JB, we were able to get the Sam's Club account. And my mom and dad both got to know the buyer very, very well. And his name was Frank Kerr. And they went to Frank and said, Frank, we were splitting that business with Remington. We had 50% of it, and they had 50%. And Kyle would go to Frank and say, Frank, what do we got to do to get all your business? And Frank said, got to get a better name. Yeah. Got to have something that the consumer recognizes. And we were selling them under the Excalibur name.
Yep, no, I remember. You know.
So we kind of took that and went around and tried to find a name that resonated with the consumer and the industry that we're in. Hunting guys and all that, and then one day an opportunity came around. A friend of Kyle's called him up, and they had bought a company that had the Winchester brand, and they were putting on some gun safes, and they were the very first gun safe licensee at that time.
Yeah,
they were putting it on some gun safes, and they just were not successful with it for whatever reason. So he called Kyle up and said, hey, do you want this thing? And Kyle said, absolutely. Timing was perfect. And so we bought it. He bought it. And took that license, went to Sam's Club, and immediately picked up 100% of the business.
Mm.
Just simply because of that brand.
And what year was
and
this?
We've been, geez, maybe this was probably 2001.
Okay, yeah, that's
2002.
That seems
somewhere
right.
Around
yeah.
In there. Yeah, yeah, we've been Winchester ever since.
You know, and obviously, you just said what it means to put that name on something. It's important. It means so much to so many people. And for you to actually have the true test of putting yeah. one name on it and literally putting
yeah.
Winchester's name on it and seeing the success, it's you know, it's proven right there. That name
no
means
doubt.
Something.
It resonates to the consumer without a doubt. And there for a while after that, we had two different product lines even after we had the Winchester brand, because we had existing dealers that were buying Granite products from us.
Yeah.
And so we had basically two different price sheets. We had a Granite price sheet and a Winchester price sheet. And everybody gravitated towards the Winchester line because they put it on their floor. Consumer recognizes that brand, and they just go, they went to that. So sales gravitated towards the away from Granite and right towards Winchester immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, so you guys, you operate the business, you operate the marketing strategy, you guys do everything. I mean, it's your business. It's a partnership deal with Winchester brand, correct?
100%. Yes, 100%. Winchester's been a great partner, without a question. They really help us a lot, and we're super happy to be aligned with those guys.
Yeah. So outside of the Winchester name itself, what really sets you guys apart in the safe industry?
Well, I think from my perspective, we're a family-owned business. We've been around since, 1989 in business. Yeah. So I think that really kind of speaks volumes and speaks for itself. There's a lot of challenges that businesses have from day to day, and we've been able to navigate those challenges, whether it's steel price increases or tariff increases or labor or whatever, manufacturing. We've always been able to overcome that. And I think one of the reasons why we're able to do that is the leadership here and Kyle's structure on how the organization, how the business was set up is always very lean. We always wear a lot of hats. You know, family businesses kind of do that.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for me to be doing this and then maybe on later this afternoon unloading a container. It just we do whatever we got to do here. So
that's right.
We're excited to be about Winchester, and we're going to keep coming out with new stuff and being innovative. We want the consumer to interact with the product more, JB.
Yeah.
We think if the consumer is interacting with the product more, they're being more responsible. They're locking a gun up, which that's part of being a responsible gun owner. So, you know, we want the guy to put his wallet in there, his spare change. There's a lot of things laying around a house today that if you take a look at it, should be secure. It should be locked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get into some of those innovations here in a little bit. I want to dive into some of those because you got some cool stuff.
We do.
So in the safe industry in particular, over the last, just say, decade, What's been the biggest improvement on safes in the last 10 years?
Wow. I would say in the last 10 years, there's been some innovation on locks, really.
Yeah. Yep.
And I would say that kind of is kudos to the lock guys.
Yeah.
They've really come out with some secure lock options for safe guys to put on product, whether it's simple electronic locks or biometric locks. They're becoming more stable and more reliable. But from a gun safe aspect, not a lot of guys have made significant changes and improvements. And we've said for years it's just a steel box with a lock on it, but you know, paint jobs is one thing and graphics is another, but boy, I would say, JB, probably the locks, to be honest with you, is probably the biggest innovation that our industry has seen in the last 10 years.
So when you say locks, are you meaning like electronic, different touch pads, digital, you know, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm, the industry has gravitated more towards the electronic lock option and kind of away from the mechanical lock option.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where they've gone with that. There's less mechanical lock options out there, but, the electronic locks is really the best way to go, in my opinion. The consumer can change that code as often as they want to. It offers security protection. If somebody comes in and tries a number of different codes, it locks up on them. It goes to sleep. So it's got some additional features that you don't find in a mechanical lock. But you know, there's a lot of old school guys out there that know that mechanical lock. They trust it. They don't trust the electronics, but they find they always gravitate back to the electronic lock.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you get this question a lot, but what, you know, in your opinion, what's the most important feature that somebody should look for when they're buying a safe? If you had to rank them one through whatever, if number one would be what?
Well, I would say number one would probably, you would want to consider fire protection. Mm-hmm. For me, that's kind of where the conversation starts when we go to consumer shows and we're talking to people and they have no idea where to start. For me, it's where does that person live? Are they rural? Are they within the city? If they're within the city, 45-minute fire protection, 1 hour, it's perfectly fine. If they're in the mountains or rural, I would then suggest something with a higher fire rating, hour and a half, 2 hour fire rating. And then from there, you kind of go from what kind of storage are you looking for as far as long gun storage, and then kind of break it down. Everything we have has got top-notch security. So that for me is not really a starting point, because you're going to get great security with anything that we have. So for me, it's kind of boiling it down where the consumer is located with regards to fire protection.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I think a question I get a lot when my buddies, and if you're an outdoorsman and you haven't helped a buddy move a safe yet, you haven't done anything. And I think that's kind of like the biggest question that people have and that I've talked to is, do you guys deliver these and put them in place? Or how's that work?
We don't deliver. We have a network of delivery guys that we've kind of established through the years, but normally the delivery part of it is handled at the retail level.
Got it. So walk me through how that works.
So let's say customer buys a safe of ours and they go to pick it up. Typically, if a guy's got a pickup truck or a trailer, the best way to transport these, particularly the small ones, lay it on its back in a pickup truck, transport it to the house, back it up. Say you're going to go in the garage, back it up to the garage, get the tailgate down, pull the safe out. The ass end of it will kind of start to come down, let it tip down, drop on the floor, stand it up, and then you can kind of move it in place. Recommendations to bolt it down. We don't want it going anywhere, it's basically that, and some of the heavier stuff, the bigger stuff, that's where you're going to want to find a safe installer in the area of the consumer, to where they've got the equipment to go up and down stairs and across tile floors and all that kind of stuff. So we would work with the consumer to find somebody in that area to do that for them.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Yep. All right. So the design process, walk me through the design process of a Winchester safe from, say, concept to the final product, from the very beginning. If you guys have a new design or if you have, how's that work and walk me through that process?
So the recipe that we've kind of been doing over the last couple of years that we've found that works is we take a culmination of ideas that we have here. Being in the industry as long as we have, we kind of take some forward thinking to that and do that. Also, we listen to our consumers, our customers, and what the market's doing. And we kind of put all those ideas together, and then we'll put something together on a product change. And then we'll put it on CAD and then kind of make sense of it there. If it's some small stuff, we've done some hinges and some different profiles of handles. If it's that kind of stuff, we'll print it out here on a 3D printer so we can kind of look at it and feel it and touch it and whatnot. On the bigger stuff, we'll have samples made, but we kind of put it to life in CAD, move it around, swing the door, all that kind of good stuff you can do in CAD these days.
Yeah.
And then if it starts making sense and then it costs outright where we think we can sell it and hit the right retail market, we'll do a sample and then make a first article and then kind of evaluate it from there. And it usually goes through a couple of revisions before we get to a final product. And then what we'll do is we'll take it to SHOT Show. Mm-hmm. And we'll unveil it then. And then based on the feedback then, JB, if it's a hit, great, goes in the catalog. If it's not, then we throw it in the trash and we start over. And yep. And that's kind of what we've been doing the last couple of years. And we've really been able to create some really, really cool things, I think, that has kind of changed what we're doing here for sure.
Yeah, we'll get into those too. But when it comes to like the quality of a safe, what materials go into that, and how do you guys choose the materials that go into the quality of the safe?
So most of your materials is going to be steel, and we procure steel in a year in advance. Both whether it's overseas, we were doing the same thing when we had manufacturing here, you're basically using mild steel. It's readily available, and it's all over the place. From there, the internal components, we use a fireboard insulation that is able to achieve the fire ratings. Different stack ups fireboard need to be used to achieve higher fire ratings.
Okay.
The inside of the cabin or the inside of the safe is basically machined or CNC routed MDF or medium density fiberboard, and then that's covered with a fabric of different qualities depending on what series it is. And then that's put on the wood for just covering. And then we also put that on the walls. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gives the walls, a little bit of a finish. And then beyond that, behind the door is all the mechanism that operates the locking bolts and everything that makes that door secure when it's locked and closed. And that's basically it. It's pretty simple.
Okay. So fire protection is obviously it's a key thing.
For sure.
How do you guys rate that? Do you put like a temperature gauge in there? Do you put something in there that could melt? Like, how's that work when you guys fire test?
Great question. So we have tested our product at a lab down south here at Intertech. And when you want to achieve a fire rating, you send a sample down there and they put it in a large furnace. And they put three thermocouples inside. They put one down low, one in the middle, and then one up top. And what they're looking for there is a temperature of 350 degrees. So they put the thermocouples in there, they close the door, they button up the furnace, and they heat this thing up to 1400 degrees, which is the testing parameters, 1400. Mm-hmm. Some guys test at 1200, some guys test at 1400. We test all of ours at 1400, but so what you're looking for is you want to go as long as you can until the internal temperature reaches 350 degrees. Yeah. So they heat the furnace up, that inside temperature starts heating up, And at any given time, one of those thermocouples reaches 350, the test is over, and that minute mark defines your fire rating. So if that thing goes 30 minutes, you have a 30-minute 1,400-degree fire rating.
Okay, so 350 is a number, and that wasn't plucked out of thin air. I assume that's a number where things start to deform and melt. And
yeah, paper starts to char and some things start to happen. So
yeah, interesting. Yeah, I figured it was something like that, but that's cool. So you put it in the furnace. Now, from a durability standpoint, do you guys do anything to test from structural damage and stuff like that? Just at any point, is there a structural integrity test that you guys do for your safes?
No, there's a test out there. It's a much more aggressive fire test that UL does, and it's for like a true fire safe. All the gun safes out there are fire resistant, so that's kind of a good point to make. There's a big difference between fire resistant and fireproof, but
yeah,
UL Laboratories has got a test out there that they heat it up and then they actually drop it, simulating that it drops from like two floors up, and they drop it on a pile of rubble, and they kind of test it that way. The gun safes don't go through that kind of rigorous testing.
So Greg, what are some, like, the moisture? That's the one thing I've realized in the safes that I've had. Moisture control is important. Do you guys develop or create anything? Is there anything for moisture elimination with what you guys do?
Great topic. Moisture control in a safe. If the safe is in, if the safe is in a house, the safe will take on the environment that it's in. So if the safe is in the house and you have it's air conditioned, you don't really have to worry about moisture too much. Mm-hmm. Even in a humid climate, if it's in a garage or an outbuilding or something like that, would strongly suggest something to help with moisture. And there's all kinds of devices out there. Most of our series from the Ranger up come already with a dehumidifier that comes standard with them. But there's desiccant bags. There's all kinds of things that you can put in there. But I would strongly suggest that if it goes into an area where it's not climate controlled, strongly suggests a dehumidifier of some type.
Got it. Yeah, I think that's what I've seen work real well is the dehumidifier.
Sure.
My safe is in the garage. So in the winter, there's not a whole lot of problems, but in the summer, obviously there's some moisture issues as that fluctuates. So is there any particular moisture product that you guys recommend manufacturing wise?
No, we use a couple of different brands. Lockdown has got several variations of dehumidifiers or desiccant cans. They've got ones that you put in the safe and it'll absorb moisture for a period of time. You take it out, you stick it in the oven for an hour at like 200 degrees and it dries it out, and then you stick it back in there. And it's kind of a low cost item, but they work real good.
Stay tuned for part two of this week's conversation. But first, after the break, we'll talk with Winchester's Ben Frank and dive into everything ammunition on our weekly Ammo 101 segment. This portion of the Winchester Life Podcast has been brought to you by Winchester Safes. Built with reliability and dependability, Winchester Safes offers proven security for your memories, possessions, and most importantly, your peace of mind. Visit WinchesterSafes.com to learn more. White Flyer Targets. For more than 130 years, White Flyer has provided the highest quality clay target for trap, skeet, and sporting clays. White Flyer, America's best. Birchwood Casey. Since 1948, serious shooters, avid collectors, and professional gunsmiths have relied on Birchwood Casey for shooting and gun care products that have stood the test of time. To learn more, visit birchwoodcasey.com. So this week we have Ben Frank from Winchester Ammunition back with us for the Ammo 101 segment. And I'd like to talk a little bit about personal defense and some of the offerings that you guys have at Winchester. Take it away, Ben. I know there's some options there.
Yeah, this is a very important one for us because a lot of the products that we build are for training and practice and having fun and going out and shooting for target practice. But there also are a lot of people today who purchase firearms, particularly pistols, for personal defense purposes, whether that's to conceal carry or whether that's as home defense, whatever the case may be. Winchester has long been a leader in developing products for personal defense.
So I just purchased, hypothetically, I just purchased a pistol, and my primary objective is to conceal carry and to have it as a tool to protect myself and my family. What am I looking for in ammunition?
Yeah, so it just a lot of it depends on what you're going to feel comfortable with and most confident with shooting. So I would start with what cartridge caliber do you want to be using there? The most popular is 9mm. Today, by far, I'd say probably 85% of the pistols that are bought might be 9mm. That doesn't mean that's the only right answer. I mean, you can conceal carry with a 380. I mean, that works too. And 40s, 45s. I mean, a lot of it just depends on, you know, what kind of clothing you plan on wearing. And again, what do you feel is going to be enough for you to be confident in those situations? And when it comes to ammo, you're going to want to look for something that is going to be consistent, reliable, and it's going to have that expansion that you're going to want in a personal defense situation. And I say that because typically personal defense, you don't want to use full metal jackets. Full metal jackets aren't really designed for those personal defense situations. We're talking about jacketed hollow point type products.
And so a jacketed hollow point, you know, in the USA Ready, and, you know, you've got, talk about a couple of the different products that you guys have it for personal defense.
Yeah, we have just a standard jacketed hollow point. It comes in a black box. It's got a W on it. It's kind of like our W defense line. And that's going to be more of an opening price point, cheap and cheerful jacketed hollow point. We offer that in just about every cartridge we build in pistols. 9mm is obviously the biggest, but again, 380s, 45s, 40s, you name it. Now, when you start to talk about some higher technologies, one product we have is USA Ready Defense. USA Ready Defense actually uses a hex vent polymer insert in that hollow point, which helps to really move material out of the way. It keeps the hollow point from plugging up with clothing or anything like that in a personal defense situation. They're actually also designed around a little higher velocity, so maybe shorter barrel pistols. That USA Ready Defense is a great product for a shorter barrel situation, which a lot of times is what people are looking for when it comes to concealed carry.
What other technology do you guys have? I know USA Ready, would you guys consider that USA Ready Defense as kind of the premium, or is there something else that's a little, you know, step up from that?
It's definitely up there in the premium, but we actually have one other product too, which is Defender. So the Defender is really the cream of the crop in terms of technology features that we offer from Winchester. And that comes from a long history of development and testing on reliability through all kinds of different situations. So that's a bonded bullet technology. And when I say bonded, basically we take a copper jacket, we put a lead core in there, and we actually bond those two pieces together. So whenever it hits the target, it's going to stay together. It's not going to tear apart. It's going to be very consistent in its penetration. It's going to be the most reliable product that we build for personal defense.
So I think to wrap this up, if you had a new shooter that came to you or, you know, was asking you, what would your setup be, an ideal setup, what would you recommend to them?
Yeah, you know, I would suggest, if, especially for a new shooter, you go to a range and you talk to some people about, you know, what they use and why. Maybe you get with somebody who is proficient at shooting already, and they can kind of explain to you how firearms work. You can see what they feel like, because you want to understand how that's going to react in your hand in a situation. You want to be able to be confident in that. You don't want to go into that thinking you're scared of even using it in period, whether it's a scary situation you're in. You don't want to be scared of that tool that you have at your disposal. So get yourself familiar with it. And the reality is, it's a lot of fun to get proficient with a firearm. Likely, hopefully, you're never going to have to use it for anything like that. But find the one that fits you best. Find the one that works the best, because that answer is totally different for a lot of different people. You know, my hands are a lot bigger than, you know, some other folks maybe, or there's other folks who may, you know, want something bigger because that's just, you know, their mentality, and that's what makes them feel comfortable. But ultimately, go out, try it, practice with it. Another piece of the puzzle is, it's like, find something that you are going to actually go out and have fun shooting. I mean, I'm not bagging on 380s by any stretch, because they can be fun, but some of the 380s out there are not a whole lot of fun to shoot in those really small frames. Now, they're great for concealed carry, so you might be okay with that because you want it to be the smallest that you could possibly get. But it's not going to be a lot of fun to practice with. So if you're wanting one gun to fit all, that if that's what you're looking for, you're going to have to do some, you know, trial and error kind of thing with that. So a lot of different options. There's, you know, when it comes to pistol ammunition and personal defense rounds, there's so much technology out there. It can almost be overwhelming. I mean, we got a lot of great products. There's a lot of other great products that other folks carry as well. Do some research. Again, get to a range, get out there and practice, and you'll be glad you did, just in case.
Yeah, man. Well, that's great advice, Ben. I appreciate you stopping by Ammo 101 this week.
Thanks.
Coming up next on the Winchester Life podcast is part two of our guest conversation. But first, a few words from our partners. The Winchester Life podcast is brought to you by Winchester Ammunition, Winchester Repeating Arms, Winchester Safes, White Flyer Targets, Folds of Honor, Birchwood Casey, Walkers, Winchester Pet, and Winchester Optics. So let's talk about this. Installing a safe, I mean, I guess there's not a whole lot of things to go wrong when you install a safe, but what are some mistakes that people that you've seen or heard from people when they put a safe in, what aren't they thinking about?
For the guys that are putting the safe in on their own, they're really probably not taking into consideration that these things are heavy and they don't have handles really on the outside, so there's not a whole lot of surface to grip on. And, you know, 400 or 500 pounds may not sound like a lot, you know, get a couple of buddies around but JB, they're just hard to handle. They're slippery and they're, you know, so
nothing to hold on to.
There really isn't. And, that's kind of really where mistakes, kind of start and end is people really underestimate that these things are heavy and they're not easy to move. I mean, we've heard awkward. People moving these things. Yeah, they are. Yeah. We've heard guys moving them on golf balls and lead pipe and all kinds of stuff. And that's all fine, but you really need to consider having a safe guy in your area and work with him on getting the safe where it needs to be. Because it needs to be set right, and it needs to be leveled out so the door swings right and it's bolted down and it's right. So I would suggest to guys that, you know, work with a local installer in your area. And, you know, a lot of retailers, you know, have guys that do that. Mm-hmm. And they're right there. They're right there in the area.
So this year at SHOT Show, to go back to kind of what you had said earlier about coming up with a new design or some new features. You guys rolled out some really cool features this year on a safe. Kind of run through that. And I think the feedback at SHOT, it was crazy. Your booth this year was jammed. Uh-huh. And I think it was a hot booth at SHOT. And some of the features of your safes were just, I think, really received well.
I agree. We had a great SHOT show. Booth was super busy. I think my dad said for the first time, we've never had a line of people ready to come in a Winchester safe booth, but it was very well received, and a lot of it is the new products and the new things that we've been putting out, and the gun sticks have been out for a couple of years, and that's a new upright storage system that we've developed that kind of takes U-shaped gun racks and kind of makes it a thing of the past. U-shaped gun racks is something that we use, all gun safe guys use, and it's just there's a better method of storing long guns, and we tackled that challenge, and I think we met that very well with the gun sticks, and it does a great job of increasing your storage, organizing the safe more inside. You gain room by using it. You're able to access your guns quicker. So that's kind of where it's kind of been a benchmark for us on the changes. And then with that, we've kind of been able to sprinkle that into some other new series of safes that we've come out with. The Grand American is a big double door safe that we have developed. A lot of feedback from customers were go bigger. And so mm-hmm. we were doing that. We did that throughout the line with the Rangers and Big Daddy. But then we found, you know, we go bigger and we got to swing that door. So
yeah.
We thought, well, let's split that door in half. So that kind of changes the profile. And that's been very, very good. And then with the Evolution this year, that's packed full of all kinds of goodness. It's also a double door. Mm-hmm. It's got the gun sticks in it. And then it's also got two panels that pull out. And we were able to offer to the archery guy a place to mount his stuff, which, you know, the archery guy's kind of been left alone a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you make big investments on that kind of stuff. So we give the archery guy somewhere to put his stuff. And then we've got a table, a utility table, that now pops up off the back of the door to kind of give you a place to kind of get your gun bag and your gear bag ready and everything. You always need a place to put something. Yep. So now the consumer's got a tabletop that where they can put some stuff, kind of get ready. And that was very, very well received.
Yeah, and so explain a couple things here. One, the gun sticks. Get more in depth on what that actually, like how's that work?
So the gun sticks is a system where you've got a plate, and I say it's a plate. It's an MDF plate. It's a piece of wood that we put a black laminate on so it looks good. And it's got a series of holes in it. And then from the top cap of the gun sticks goes down. And then from that, there's a red rod. It's an 16 or 18 inch rod that comes out of the bottom of that. That goes down inside the barrel of the gun. So the barrel, the rifle is sticking straight up. The red rod goes down inside the barrel, so the gun is held in an upright fashion. So you're able to maximize the interior space available in a smaller envelope, because the gun gets smaller when it's upright versus at an angle, yep. which is where U-shaped gun racks are. So awesome way of doing it.
Yeah, I know it is great.
You can kind of tweak it once you get everything set. You only need a couple of inches of engagement of that rod in the barrel. You can trim them so you're up 2 inches, disengaged, take the rifle out, go do your thing, and then reverse it coming back in. The consumer will love it once they start using it. It's a game changer.
It's awesome. It is a game awesome. Changer. And I think also the table. So talk how's that laid out in the safe? Talk about the table.
So the table we've added to the back of the door. So on the Evolution, it's on the left door. So you open up the right door, which is the primary door first. You open it up. It gives you access to your guns on the right side. Then you open up the left door, and there's a swing up table that pops up. It's got a handle on the front of it. You grab it, you pull it up, and it comes up. It's at the height of a normal table, so mm-hmm. it's at a great height. It's large enough to put a gear bag. I think you could even clean a rifle on top of it. It's a great place to have a tabletop.
So talk about your line of guns just real quickly. Kind of go through what you guys offer from a product standpoint, the size of the safes, go through your whole lineup.
So the lineup really starts, JB, at our Bandit series, which is our entry-level product line, and it's 45-minute fire protection. Got great storage capabilities in there. There's three different sizes within that Bandit series, 45-minute fire. And then from there, we just start increasing in fire protection throughout the line. So yep. you go to the Ranger series, which is one-hour fire protection. We've got four or five different sizes within that series. And then we go to the Big Daddy, which is 90 minute. And we go all the way up to the Legacy series, which is the 2.5 hour fire rating series that we have. And we have two sizes in that. All of them are really kind of, they all have gun sticks. Everything with the exception of the Bandits come with pre-wired, pre-installed light kits. Dehumidifiers, as I mentioned before, they all have that already. They're all feature intensive, super feature loaded. The carpet gets a little bit better as you graduate and you get higher up into the series. The carpet gets a little bit better, but other than that, they're really all kind of basically the same. The Legacy's got some thicker steel on it, and then so does the Big Daddy, thicker steel on both those series. But the fire protection is kind of the latter.
Yeah. And you have different finishes on some of the, on the safes, right?
We're a powder coat finish, so we don't have any high gloss finishes, quite yet. But we've got a two-tone, finish, which is a black body and a slate door on the Ranger series. And that's different for us. We kind of came out with that a few years ago. And that's been very successful. People like that color combination.
Mm-hmm. Something I've really enjoyed listening to you tell is some of the stories, customer stories. There's been some really moving stories that you've talked about in the past. Can you share some of the stories where kind of a safe has protected some of their most valuable possessions? And really when it comes down to it, you know, your house, if God forbid something happens, if it's, you know, burnt to the ground, that safe still stands there strong and the things you put in there last. Talk a little bit about, you know, a couple of these stories.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's for us, you know, you make a product and at the end of the day, the consumer buys it. And for all intended purposes, JB, it sits over there in the corner of a room or a garage and it doesn't do anything. Guy gets in it, you know, gets a gun out or gets some medication or gets a camera or whatever. And he interacts with it. And that's the extent of it. And then, and only then when it does its job, when somebody tries to come in and tries to get in it, or worst case, they have a fire and mm-hmm. they lose everything. I mean, everything's gone. And you get that phone call or that email from that person as they're trying to put their lives together. And, you know, you get some comfort in that, you know, the contents survived, but in the grand scheme of things, that person had to lose everything, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And so, you know, that part of it kind of hits home a little bit, but, we deal with that, you know, a couple times a year. Where there's fires that break out and guys, you know, lose everything, families lose everything. And our warranty states that if you have any Winchester gun safe and it's in a burglary attack or a fire and we can't repair it and it gets replaced for free, there's no question about it. Once your life gets put back together and you're ready, we'll send you a new Winchester gun safe. And then on the security side of it, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been going to a lot of trade shows. And invariably, every trade show I go to, I hear a story of a kid finding a gun in a house, and it doesn't end well.
Yeah.
And our job here is not done until I stop hearing about that story.
Yeah. And for you sure. guys are, you're very vocal in that arena. What are some of the things you guys are trying to do to, you know, create a better opportunity for safe gun storage?
Make it easy for the consumer to lock it up. Yeah. I mean, we're trying to get the Winchester brand of products in front of everybody that we possibly can, and every retailer that we can, so the consumer, it's an easy choice for the consumer. When he buys a gun or he buys ammo or he's just in a sporting goods store shopping, he looks over there and says, yeah, I really need one of those. Yeah. And then, you know, that's what it is for us.
Yeah. So to that point, where are you guys at? I know, I mean, you're everywhere, but what are some of the main stores that somebody can go in and buy a Winchester safe?
Tractor Supply is a big partner of ours. Right now we've got four Winchester safes at Tractor Supply. The entire lineup is available at tractorsupply.com on their website. Academy has one model currently. Going forward, they're going to add a second model. Again, the entire Winchester lineup is available on their website, academy.com. And then Fleet and Farm has four of our models, two Bandits, two Rangers, doing great with the product. They're a great partner. And then Bi-Mart in Oregon, 205 locations, I believe. Yeah. He's got a special makeup Winchester. It's got some really cool graphics on it. One's got an elk head on it, and the other's got a flag on it that they worked out with us. So they're very excited about that. It's going to be a great product for them. Other than that, we just got a smattering of dealers around the U.S. from coast to coast that support the product and do a great job with us. We're getting more guys every day. We're putting more dealers on board.
That's great. So, you know, wrapping up, what's next for you guys? Anything exciting on the horizon coming up, or what's shaking in the future?
Well, we've got a couple of things we're going to change up a little bit. We're kind of catching up with all the momentum and everything we got going on coming out of SHOT Show and whatnot. But we think at SHOT Show you're going to see some new stuff. Can't quite unveil really what it is yet. I'm kind of giving my competitors a little bit of a sneak peek a little bit, but you're going to see some new stuff that just continues to coordinate with the consumer on what their needs are. You know, what do they need from that safe? It's not a gun safe till you put a gun in it. So these things can do a lot more, and we're just going to continue to add features to the Winchester product line of gun safes that causes the consumer to interact with it more and use it more and want it more.
Well, that's what you guys do, always innovating, always looking for the way to improve your products, and you know, the family style, the family run business is kind of pairs up with what Winchester's all about, is family oriented business. And yep. I know they appreciate your partnership, and you guys make a heck of a product. And I just thank you for taking a, you know, half hour or so of your morning and sure. chatting with us here on the podcast.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please make sure you click the follow button on your podcast apps so you never miss a new episode. This episode was produced by Aaron Cox and Jason Gilbertson, engineered by Jason Freer, directed by Chad Andrus, written and edited by Jason Brown, with behind-the-scenes photography by Kelsey Myers. I'm Jason Brown, and you've been listening to the Winchester Life Podcast. See you next time.